Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 81 today under mainly sunny skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 59 tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 87 tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly attended a meeting with President Joe Biden on Wednesday night, along with other Democrat governors across the country, with concerns about Joe Biden being able to handle a run for another four-year term as president. KSNT News reports that the confirmation came from Governor Kelly's press secretary, Grace Hoag, saying that she would be attending the meeting virtually on Wednesday night, with many in the media speculating that it is the, quote, strongest indication yet that Biden may be working to calm some of the nerves of many Democrat leaders across the nation about not being fit to continue on the campaign trail. Governor Kelly did say that she continues to support Joe Biden, saying, quote, while I have never been shy about standing up to Washington when it's wrong for Kansas, the president's record of delivering bipartisan results speaks for itself. His efforts will continue to allow Kansas to recruit new manufacturing businesses, rebuild our infrastructure, and stand up for our fundamental freedoms. He is a decent man of strong character. I will support him in November. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or BurwellConstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Kansas Department of Commerce and their international division say that they are starting an upcoming series across the state of Kansas of showing off international exporting opportunities for Kansas businesses around the state. KSNT News reports that according to that international division for KDC, they say they are making plans with the Kansas Exporters Roundtable Series that will be a monthly series starting in July and will take KDC staff to 12 different cities across the state, offering advice to small and medium-sized businesses on international exporting. In a statement from Lieutenant Governor of Kansas and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, he said, quote, when considering whether or not to start exporting, consider viewing it as essentially expanding your business's storefront to the entire world. Exporting can bring much wider customer base, which directly translates into increased sale numbers and profits. The first part of the tour is set to be held in Hutchinson on July 10th, followed by August 19th in Salina, and September 6th in Hugoton.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A neighborhood in Crete has been left shaken up after one of their neighbors opened fire late last week and injured seven people. The shooter has been identified as 74-year-old Billy Booth, and it all started around 4:30 p.m. when authorities received multiple 911 calls about a shooting near Parkland Street and Crestline Drive. The Nebraska State Patrol said that Booth died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The grandson of one of Booth's neighbors said that there had been several issues with Booth in the past. And here's what Sawyer Hansen had to say to KOLN.
Sometimes he was just a normal person, and nothing really you would even think of. And then other times he was kind of just yelling about anything or everything. No one really did anything to him to ever get any of that anger out of him.
The seven victims' ages range from 3 years old to 43 years old, but all are expected to make a full recovery. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Hanover Days at 49 continue Friday and Saturday with a tractor show beginning downtown Friday at 4. All tractor entries are welcome. Parade Friday evening at 6:30 with the Koopman Combo after, and twice on Sunday performs live on the grounds at 9. Saturday, the tractor show continues at 4. Parade begins at 5:30. Joker Band is live at 9 Saturday with free fireworks. Moore's Greater Amusements continue operating on the grounds through Saturday night. Megan Jaquist was our guest this past weekend on our public affairs program, a Frankfort native. She returns to Marshall County serving as Ag Extension agent.
So I am originally from Frankfort. I graduated from Frankfort High in 2019. I am also a Kansas State University grad, graduated in 2023, and my degree is agricultural education with minors in music and horticulture. This past year, I spent time out in Northwest Kansas as an ag teacher and FFA advisor, but I am really excited to be back home working in the same 4-H program that I grew up in. I was an 11-year member of the Work to Win 4-H Club in Frankfort, and I just really valued all of the life lessons that I learned as a 4-H'er and all of the many opportunities that 4-H and Extension had provided for me as a child. And I'm excited to get back in and help not only 4-H'ers, but the families in Marshall County.
Megan Jaquist was an ag instructor at Norton this past year.
With my time in the classroom, I really did enjoy working with students and their families, but what really drew me into Extension is the opportunity to work with a diverse group. So not only just working with high school students, but working with younger kiddos and all of their families and just community members in general, being able to help out the public with any of their agricultural questions. I love finding the answers for people. I love researching. I love reading publications. But overall, I just really love helping people. And that really is the role of an Extension agent, is helping their community.
She's been busy getting her new start, lining up the annual Marshall County Fair, which kicks off later this month.
Fair kind of kicks off on the 4-H side on July 12th. That's where our pre-fair judging is. So sewing projects, arts and crafts, Legos, those are all judged before the fair begins. The first true day of fair is Thursday, July 18th. That is the horse show. And then starting on Friday, July 19th, is when entries are going to be brought onto the fairgrounds. And the fair goes until Tuesday, July 23rd. So really any time between that Friday through Tuesday to look at entries, other than if you'd like to watch the horse show, which is the Thursday before.
Daryl E. Boyd, age 94 of Beatty, passed away July 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Boyd. Wilma Hem McGrath, age 88 of Greenleaf, passed away July 3rd. Graveside service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Wilma McGrath. Dr. Larry C. Schrader passed away June 26th. Date will be announced for later service. Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell, with the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Larry C. Schrader. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a biscuit, baby baker's peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. This high pressure looks to build in from the west for today, enjoying a good deal of sunshine across the region, and temperatures a few degrees cooler than average for this time of year. We're headed up to some lower 80s for highs by this afternoon, with our winds out of the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Still clear and calm for tonight, with overnight lows dipping into the upper 50s, then trending a few degrees warmer into the day on Saturday as winds switch back around to the south and southwest, as our next upper-level trough of low pressure begins to work into the northern plains. There is a very slight chance for a late day shower or storm on Saturday, but a better chance for some scattered showers and storms than Saturday night and continuing into your Sunday as well. We'll ease back to some upper 70s for highs on Sunday, and then drying out once again Monday into next Tuesday, low to mid 80s for high temperatures. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 112. The average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Inch and a half in our rain gauge going into the 4th of July. 62 with sunshine again this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 5th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. A bit of history at the John Deere Open in the Quad Cities. Hayden Springer fired just the 14th sub-60 round in PGA Tour history, finishing with a 12-under 59 on the 4th of July.
It's like something you dream of, right? Like we all want to go out and shoot 59, but you don't ever really, I mean, I don't know how many chances I'll ever get at doing that again. So to pull it off and to hold that shot on 17 and then give myself a putt at it and make that putt on 18 is pretty special.
Springer on Sirius XM's PGA Tour Radio. Independence Day baseball across America. In Atlanta, the Giants trailing 2-0 in the fourth, tied it with Elio Ramos's two-run shot to center. Two batters later, with a runner on, Matt Chapman stepped to the dish.
And he slaps one into left center field toward the gap to the wall, and that one scrapes the back of the wall for a Chapman home run.
On ESPN, the Giants added one more in the sixth en route to a 4-2 win. The Rockies, always tough at home, down the Brewers 4-3. Tied at 3, bottom 6, Jake Cave at the plate.
Tobias Myers with a pitch, and it's sent to center field. It's pretty well struck. Frelick is going back. Warning track and wall. It's gone! Right over the 415 sign. Jake Cave with his first home run this year.
The go-ahead homer as heard on KOA. Elsewhere, the Rays outscored the Royals 10-8 in Kansas City. The Mariners downed the Orioles 7-3. The Padres tripled up the Rangers 3-1. And the Diamondbacks pummeled the Dodgers in L.A. 9-3. WNBA, Sun over the Lynx 78-73. And in the Copa America, Leo Messi and Argentina take down Ecuador on penalties. They advance to the semifinals of the tournament, where they will face the winner of tonight's bout between Venezuela and Canada. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Calling all barbecue competitors. The Seneca American Legion Riders Smoking Hogs Barbecue Competition is looking for participants on July 13th. To register, call Kurt Henry at 785-336-1524. Show off your skills July 13th at the Smoking Hogs Barbecue Competition in Seneca. Phone Kurt Henry at 785-336-1524.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures suggest little change when the markets reopen after the 4th of July break. Investors are gearing up for today's release of job data. Economists forecast 200,000 new non-farm jobs were created last month. The Nasdaq and S&P aren't the only stock indexes rising to new highs. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 and the broad-based TOPIX rode the momentum of strong corporate earnings to hit fresh all-time closing highs Thursday. Electronics giant Samsung is expecting a surge in second quarter earnings, continuing its turnaround from Q1. The positive outlook suggests the company's semiconductor business is getting a boost from the demand for artificial intelligence. So, are you an introvert or an extrovert? USA Today quotes research showing that people with outgoing personalities land jobs that pay about $10,000 more per year than wallflower-friendly jobs. The downside? Extroverts are more prone to wild mood swings. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Good Friday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Stechline report with Larry Stechline. Larry, what is the latest?
The June supply-demand report out of USDA often is a quiet one. It came out great because it didn't shake anybody up. For example, corn. Its view of at USDA of old crop ending stocks unchanged. The trade expectation was to be down some, so it was a little bit negative, but not much. Soybeans, looks like USDA raised the old crop soybean ending stocks from 340 million to 350. That's important. How much we have left over after we eat, export, and get rid of everything we possibly can. Soybeans, 350 million. Excuse me, 340 million. That was a little bit bullish, and that kind of interesting because when you really boil it down to the wheat side, it went straight in the tank after this report, but I must tell you that I don't think the wheat market had much to do with this report. I think it had a report of what was coming out of the wheat fields. I think that was the major dollar decline in our wheat market in the last 2-3 weeks. mixed emotions about some of these yields that they've been talking about. The wheat ending stocks was left unchanged for this year. For next year, they were lowered from 766 million to 758. Those old boys on the Board of Trade, they can't make any money unless it fluctuates. Well, boy, it fluctuated a buck since the last time we looked at that market. You work your heart out here on the farm, and those jokers have the ability to make it up or down with very little news, except a carload or two of wheat that went to town that somebody said made 100 bushels an acre. Oh, my, makes a farmer want to scratch his head. But also wants you to return and watch the Cates TechLine report next time around.
All new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups got to go to make room for the 25 models. And the Notice Motor Company has a Silverado 1500 model LT Trail Boss Edition, 1500 model in Colorado work trucks, they're four-wheel drive, and a pair of 2500 Z71 package Chevy Silverado pickups. They're new and they're ready for your test drive at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Whooping cranes, who are currently recovering from endangerment, use livestock ponds as habitat during times of drought, according to a K-State wildlife specialist. Drew Ricketts explains the different types of cranes seen in Kansas during mass migrations.
We've got two species of cranes in North America. Both of them pass through Kansas when they're migrating. We've got sandhill cranes, which are much more common, and then the endangered whooping crane. They're actually a species that was down to only about 20 individuals around the turn of the century. Lots of over-harvest, habitat loss through the destructions of wetlands and those sorts of things. But through some captive breeding programs and other conservation measurements, they've recovered.
He shares the wetland areas in the state that were affected by drought, which caused whooping cranes to have to adapt.
The sites that are most important most of the time are two of our internationally important wetlands, so Cheyenne Bottoms and then Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, both down in sort of south central Kansas. We did see Cheyenne Bottoms basically totally dry up during the drought over the last few years. That creates a challenge for a lot of these birds, and I think one of the things that's important for us to remember is that drought's a natural cycle, and it's something that all these critters have been dealing with for a really, really, really long time. And most of them have adaptations to be able to deal with that kind of thing. And so there was this recent paper about whooping cranes that followed a bunch of GPS collared birds along their migratory pathway, and they looked at their stopover sites. And so these are basically wet spots where they either spent the night or spent a day feeding and resting and doing the things that they needed to do along their migration. And they looked at use of traditional spots like these big wetlands that are important, but they also looked at use of things like farm ponds and reservoirs and those sorts of things.
While ranchers maintain ponds for their livestock, Ricketts says cranes and other wild species also benefit from their work.
During drought, spots like farm ponds and big reservoirs and rivers and things like that became much more important as we saw other types of wetlands dry out. So that's one way that a lot of our agricultural producers are contributing to migratory birds, not just whooping cranes, but lots of different migratory birds by providing that aquatic habitat that most of the time are building for cattle watering facilities, but it's still benefiting lots of wildlife species too.
That was Drew Ricketts, Kansas State University wildlife specialist, on whooping cranes and how they respond to times of drought. Learn more by visiting www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Big parades Friday and Saturday nights. Friday starts at 6:30. Saturday starts at 5:30 at the Hanover Days of 49. Morris Greater Amusements on the grounds with rides, games, and concessions for all ages. Beer garden, concessions available, free entertainment each evening, and fireworks Saturday evening in Hanover.
Save some room in the fridge for your garden's first cucumbers. We will share some refrigerator pickle know-how today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 5th, the 187th day of the year. Showman P.T. Barnum was born on this day, and in 1975, Arthur Ashe defeated Jimmy Connors at Wimbledon. We'll soon be harvesting the first cucumbers of the season, so here's a refresher on making refrigerator pickles. Start with a prepackaged spice mix or experiment with your own. Sugar, salt, dill weed, garlic, and mustard seed are the basics. Using a glass or coated pot, stir the spice mix into several cups of boiling vinegar. Prepare the cukes by soaking for several hours in an ice bath, then slice and pack into sterilized jars. Pour in the brine, allow to cool, and store in the fridge. In just a week, you'll have the season's first batch of crispy pickles. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 63 and sunny, very, very mild again for July standards. Low to mid-80s on the high side today. Will be a few degrees warmer on Saturday, but still not bad at all. Rainfall reports, 1.5 in our rain gauge overnight, 3rd into the 4th, as much as 2 inches some areas. On the sunny side again, heading into this extended Independence weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new series for the Kansas City Royals as they head back on the road now, heading west to Colorado to take on the Rockies starting tonight and going through the weekend for a 3-game series before heading out to Arizona. It was a long stint at Kauffman Stadium for the last few series, one of them beating the Cleveland Guardians, beating them 3 out of 4 games and closing that gap for the American League Central. As of right now, the Kansas City Royals are still sitting in that number 3 slot in the American League Central, 1 game behind the Minnesota Twins and currently 5 games behind the Cleveland Guardians. Kansas City does have a long stint on the road with 3 games in Colorado for this weekend, followed by during the weekday games with a 2-game series against the Arizona Cardinals. Then by Friday next week, heading out to Boston to take on the Red Sox starting on Friday. The Colorado Rockies are at the bottom of the National League West, sitting 29-56 for their overall record. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Legion baseball team on Wednesday defeated Tri-County 6-5 to even the season mark 10-10. Homestands with Sabetha Saturday, games at 3-5. Sunday hosting Holton with games at 3-5 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.